The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name, those you have given to me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name, those that you gave to me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we're still with the Acts of the Apostles, and we will continue our first reading through Saturday. By the time we get to Saturday, it's the end of the Easter season, and we'll change our readings after Pentecost on Sunday. By the time we get to Saturday, following the Acts of the Apostles, we'll be in the last chapter. Our reading on Saturday will have Paul imprisoned in Rome, awaiting what will be his execution. And it's very well verified, by the way, if you should go to Rome, that Paul was executed where we now have the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. And archaeologists have established convincingly that that's exactly where Paul was martyred, and that's where he is buried, under the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Today, our reading today is very interesting. Paul has left Greece now. He left Athens, he left Corinth, he left Greece, and he's in Turkey. And he's about to leave the church of Ephesus, which seems to be a place that he loved in a special way, and the people obviously were very attached to him in Ephesus. So he's at Miletus, and he's going to leave, and he will not come back again. When he leaves after this encounter here, into the reading, he will find his way up to Jerusalem. And you'll find in the readings now, gets to Jerusalem, he will have a trial at Caesarea. Now, some of the pilgrims here have been to Caesarea. It's on the Mediterranean, not far from Jerusalem. And he will appeal to Rome because he's a Roman citizen. And he will eventually go to Rome, and there he will stand trial, and there he will be martyred. But looking at today's reading, it's very tender. There's something very special about today's reading. I mean, Paul, they're all weeping here because he's going to leave them. They're so attached to him. And, by the way, his testimony is very convincing. I mean, he says, I have labored for you. I never tried to get your money. I wasn't interested in your silver or your gold. I worked myself. I supported myself. He was a tent maker. And He's very truthful and very sincere in the testimony he gives. It's very impressive. And he can say this, and they all accept what he's saying because it's true. And so he's going to leave Greece. He's going to leave Ephesus, and he will not come back. What's interesting here is he summons the presbyters, the elders, of the church at Ephesus for this departure. And he seems to conflate in Luke, in this, seems to conflate the presbyters and the overseers. The church had overseers. Overseer in the Greek, it's episkopi, and skopos. Skopos in Greek means to see, to look. We get our scope words from skopos. Epi is over, above. So to look over, to oversee, is episkopos, which gives us the English word episcopal, which is a bishop today. But the overseers were somewhat different than the presbyters in the early church. But Paul seems to put them together here. He says, you know, we have presbyters and overseers. In one verse, he'll speak about the presbyters. And then in verse 28, he'll speak about the overseers. And he seems to put them together. It's kind of interesting. So where are the presbyters, overseers of the church? This is the human Paul here. I mean, we had the fierce Paul. Remember, he was Saul, and he was persecuting the Christians, and he was intense. And then he goes through his conversion, but he's still a very intense person. He'll have this fierce conflict with Peter. And in Galatians, he will say, I faced him down, and I told Peter he was wrong publicly. And then you have this tender side of him today, where the people are weeping over him, and he kisses them goodbye, and he leaves them. It's a wonderful insight into the bond of a community. It's the bond of a community that somehow defines it as church. It's not just a bunch of people who show up for Mass. The church has to be bonded. There must be a sense of community. Now, when I came to Holy Family here many, many years ago, there was a bonded community. It was small, but it was very tight. And it had the real advantage of being woven together in the sense of identity. The downside of it, of course, was that it's kind of hard to get in, because once you have the bonded community, they tend to be a little bit exclusive. And to break in is a little bit of a challenge, which I found when I came here, by the way, that it was, I had to get my green card for a little while before I became a citizen. But it's a tribute to the community, though. And that church of Ephesus here, speaking to us today, says we must be a bonded community. There must be the sense that when one suffers, all suffer. When one person rejoices, the community must rejoice. There has to be a living church, you have to have this sense of familiarity, calling people by name, welcoming people, so that it isn't so bonded that some people are shut out. That's the meaning of a community. And in many ways, it's the character and the personality of Holy Family. All are welcome. And many people have come here into this community over the years and said, there's something unique about this community. There's a bond, there's a belonging, there's a certain pride in the community. That's what we're looking at in this reading here today. The bonded community of Ephesus here, that is a very small community, but they're very attached to Paul. They're very attached to their pastor. And he is the one who founded it, who built it. And when he's leaving, they're very, very sad. But the church of Ephesus will go on. And if you read the early history of the church, you'll find that the church is very strong in Ephesus. You'll have the Council of Ephesus in 432, where they've confirmed the identity of the Blessed Mother as the Mother of God, not just the Mother of the human Jesus, the Mother of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Keep that in mind. It urges us to reach out to one another, to connect with one another. I know in the COVID, we all got blown apart here and kind of lost the sense of
the whole community and the donuts and the coffee and the kids and all that stuff. We lost that for the time being. But don't give up, because we will recover that sense of identity and community and the firm sense of connection. That must be the prayer and the objective. It appears somewhat in the gospel reading, which is the last testimony of Jesus. It comes from the Last Supper here, this gospel text. And Jesus has the great prayer, his last prayer, and his prayer that they may be one. That they may be one as we are one. It must be the great prayer of every parent. When a parent is dying, hold the family together. It must be the great prayer. It's a departure prayer of Paul, and in the gospel reading, it's a departure prayer of Jesus at the Last Supper. We'll come back and visit this again on Friday. Pause now for a moment of prayer.